with this. It's straight up 5 o'clock in Las Vegas and 6 o'clock in Utah and whatever time it is wherever you're calling from. So welcome everybody to the Monday Night Send Out Cards call. A lot of exciting things to talk about. Now, one of the things I want to share up front, we talked about doing a four-week webinar course that started last week. So we've got these webinars that we're doing. The reason that this is just a call tonight is because I'm actually, a couple of reasons. One of the main ones, I'm actually in Las Vegas right now recording the audiobook for The Power of Human Connection. So I've been in the studio all day today. I actually just finished about 10 minutes ago. My voice is still here, so I've been I've been reading all day long today. And very, very excited about The Power of Human Connection, how relationship marketing is transforming the way people succeed. Most of you are aware of the pre-launch schedule, which we're going to talk about at the end of the call. A 10-city tour that we're going to be going on. Jordan's going to be joining me for several of those places. Super Dave Smith will be with me at every one of those. We're going to talk about the detail of the 10-city tour because it's not just a book tour. It's actually going to be a Send Out Cards training tour as well. So we're going to come in and train on the new Send Out Cards system, the new training center. It's going to be action-packed with local leadership as part of that training. I'm going to be there to do some training with you along with Jordan when he is available, and Dave will be with us as well. So there's half of those events will be Send Out Cards training. The other half of the event will be the book tour and talking about the book and how you can leverage the book as a tool as you go out and approach people in business or whatever. So we'll talk about that towards the end of the call. So we announced a four webinars that we're going to do. We started the first one last week. We went on hiatus and just did this as a call, as a conference call tonight, because I'm only available by phone. We will pick up our webinars next Monday. So next Monday the webinar trainings will continue for three consecutive weeks. After that, we're going to be going through the details of the training center. Now, while we're on the subject of the training center, I want to talk about the progress of the training center. if there's any of you that don't know what the training center is, it's what we've been talking about for the past several weeks. We have put together an incredible all-inclusive training site that you can go to that falls under the category of use the product, share the product, and build teams of people. Under use the product is everything you need to know about using the product. Under share the product is everything you need to know about how to share the product, who to share the product with, how to create lists of people to share the product with, and how to use social proof with all of our things that we're doing, like the Racer Marketing Summit and everything else, to create social proof behind sharing what Send Out Cards is all about. And then building teams of people, we get into all the details about how to build teams. We talk a lot about the paid for concept and a lot of different features under that. All of that's going to be in the training center. Training center will be complete with examples, with you'll just click on buttons. There'll be videos that will show you, give you a description of what we're doing and saying. Very, very proud of the training center. It's a one-stop source that you really can learn everything there is to know about using our product, sharing our product, and building teams of people to share the product. I'm happy to announce that the training site is done. It's done. Now, we originally were going to make it live for you this week, but the team, that is our IT team who's built it and the marketing team that's created content for it, they have pled with me to give them this week to test it thoroughly, to go in and get further detail in it, to make sure all the videos are proper, to make sure everything's updated. They see it as complete, but they want extra time to make sure that this is 100% ready to go before we turn it on. So I have honored their request to do that. So that training center is going to turn on 1 week from today. 1 week from today, you're going to see it. You don't need it to go build send out cards. You need to go build send out cards like we've been teaching. You simply share the onboarding process like we've always said. Focus on the paid for concept and you could be rolling. A week from now, we'll turn on the training center. And we're real excited about that because, again, it's a one-stop source for you to be able to learn everything that you need to know to use the product and build a business. When we come out on the tour, the 10-city tour, we will be talking a lot about the use of the training center and all of the things in the training center and how to do it. So we're excited. It's a lot of fun. A lot of input has gone into that from your Eagles nesters. And a lot of different people have helped to put that together. Very proud of our teams, our IT team and our marketing team. Incredible work these guys have done. I mean, they've jumped through hoops to make this thing happen. And it's just going to be a great resource for everybody. Okay, now, having that been said, I want to talk tonight some more about the paid-for concept. We announced last week, I think I put out a little video that said the paid for pins are in, and we challenged everybody to go out and earn the paid for pin and use that as your build plan. Go earn the paid for pin and find RPs that want to earn the paid for pin. We talked last week about the qualification, the personal and customer PCV, personal and customer volume qualification. It's $310 at manager, senior manager, senior executive, and Eagle. We did that at the webinar last week. All of that detail will be in the training center. We want you to go out and just focus on getting paid for and finding other people to get paid for, and those qualifiers will pretty much take care of themselves. This is a very, very exciting build plan. We're excited to do that. If you don't know what paid for is, you can get with your sponsor or get on our current website. There's descriptions of what paid for is. Learn it, do it. Okay, so I've talked enough. I've got some very cool guests on with me today who have earned the paid for pin and want to talk with them about their stories. Now, what's cool about my three guests is all three guests are in a different phase of their send out cards building journey. My first guest is Susan Day. Susan Day is a manager in send out cards who started in send out cards right around convention time. So Susan is very early in the game. She's only a couple months old as a referral partner. She's earned the paid for pin. We're going to hear her story tonight. In the middle, I've got Candy Gates. Candy's a senior manager. Now, Candy, she's got a story about, you know, she's a senior manager, and she really wanted to push to get herself qualified for the leadership retreat. So we're going to hear her story and how that works. The final one on here is a senior executive, Lori Smith, who's gone out and earned the paid for several times with a new subscription. And she has a very interesting story, and I really want you to pay attention to Lori's story, because it shows the power of the paid-for plan that we have. So, without further ado, I want to start with Susan Day. Susan, are you with me?
I am. How are you?
Good, Susan. Thank you for doing this evening. I really appreciate it. Again, Susan, you are a manager in Send Out Cards. You started right before convention. First of all, Susan, can you just tell us a little bit about what you do, just, you know, what you do and how you use send out cards?
Sure. I am a personal and professional life coach, and I was turned on to this amazing tool, as I said, or as you said, right before convention. And it is just something that has really fit like a glove for me in terms of speaking here in Bozeman, Montana. I have a lot of speaking engagements that I was doing prior to being introduced to this tool, and now suddenly I'm going back into companies and going into small businesses and sharing as a business coach this powerful tool. So I always say to people, I have a hammer and I can give it to three people. Someone might build something with it, someone might fix something with it, and someone might hit me over the head with it. It's the same tool. How are you choosing to use it? And so, to be very honest, what I say, and I don't know if you're going to like this comment or not, but I say to people, I can't teach you to have a heart that appreciates and celebrates people. What I can do is give you a tool that will give you that ability to do it quickly, inexpensively, and it will guarantee to grow your business.
Wow, Susan, I love that. I love that. Yeah, I think that's very powerful, the way you displayed that. And it's important out there because, again, you know, I've said a million times, we need to leverage what the marketplace wants, which is a system. So we need to inspire them on what they need, which is a heart. You know, you got to have a heart that drives the system. But if you use the system for a while, the heart kind of shows up. Everybody's got the heart. You just got to get it beaten again, you know. So I think that's powerful how you say that. Now, Susan, you're a big advocate of the paid-for plan. You've gone out, and in fact, one of the comments you made is how simple that program really is. Can you share with us your thoughts about paid-for, how you went out and earned paid-for, and why you think it's so easy?
Sure. Well, the reason I say it's very easy, one, it's easy to explain to a referral partner. It's easy for me. I am determined. I am going to be at that leadership event. And so, like your other guest, I believe you said Candy, I'm using this because as someone who's been with this company 2 months and is honored to be a part of the Eagle's Nest, I was determined I'm going to be in Park City. And so I said, how am I going to get there? I'm going to get there first and foremost by signing up 4 people that are going to pay for my package. And then I'm going to go out and I'm going to train. I have 6 referral partners, 4 of whom are very actively building. And I suspect in the next 4 weeks tops, my goal is to have all 3 of those referral partners have a paid for pin.
Wow. See now, I hope everybody's listening to that. Yeah, no question about it. I hope everybody's listening, first of all, to the simplicity of that. And second of all, that Susan, a manager, only been around for a couple of months, is easily implementing it. Now, if you get paid for and you get 3 or 4 RPs that get paid for, then you're fully qualified at every level. And that is the build plan right there. That's what you want to duplicate through multiple levels. Is exactly what you just said. And this is what we're, and again, those paid for pins start to go out and the build plan takes on a life of its own and it gets really powerful. I hope everybody's listening because Susan, you've already done it and you're doing it right now as we speak. So we appreciate that. I've heard great things about you. I know Jimmy Dick has been mentoring you a little bit. He's kind of a fun guy to hang out with, isn't he?
Oh, my heavens. Yes, my husband, when we don't talk, my husband said, did you and Jimmy get divorced? Because sometimes we talk multiple times a day. So, but I want to, if I may, I just want to share one quick thing with you, Jimmy. And this is our, I told you I talked to him a lot. Cody, I want to tell you something really, really powerful. I have a woman in town in Bozeman, Montana. She is a high-level exec with Rodan and Fields. She has 5,000 people in her organization. I'm sharing this because she signed on a Monday for the $95 package. She then, by Friday, she said, what if I need to upgrade? I said, it's going to be as simple as a click of the computer. By Friday, she went up to the $147. Now, I went back to her because I've been hired to speak at an event for her top performers. And I said, it would really behoove you to sign up, pay the $59, become a distributor. Because when I go speak and one of my sections is customer appreciation, and of course I'm sharing this tool, I said, you don't have to pursue, and Jimmy taught me this. I said, you don't have to pursue, it won't be a conflict of interest with Rodan and Fields if And you pay the $59 and people start signing up as customers. Oops.
Are you there?
Did I lose you?
Yep.
I'm right here.
No, wait. Okay, good. Okay, excellent. And absolutely. So you're sharing with us the possibilities that are out there, and they're endless. And there's a lot of direct sales companies. They have a huge need for anybody that's in business has a need for this product, anybody. So whether it's direct sales, network marketing, or any traditional sales business, just whatever, wherever you're at, you can go out and share exactly what you just said. So thank you, Susan. Appreciate that very much. Look forward to seeing you in Park City because I know you're going to be there. Okay, let's move on to yes, absolutely. Let's move on to Candy. Candy, our senior manager, are you with us?
Yeah, I am. Thanks, Cody, for inviting me.
Okay, now Candy, you've got a great story. You're a senior manager, and you've really been motivated to get yourself qualified to come to the leadership retreat in Park City. Your sponsor is Michelle Islani-Trovato, is that right?
Yeah, she's my mentor.
Okay. So just, Candy, just tell us a little bit about your journey. I love the story that you shared about how, you know, Michelle mentored you. You kind of followed what she told you to do. You made some big deadlines for yourself so you could achieve them. Can you just walk us through that story?
Sure. So my story for the paid for was actually tied to a different story. My goal was I decided that I really wanted to be at the leadership retreat. And after the announcements were made and all the requirements, I decided to go for it. So I talked with Michelle. And, of course, she had decided she was going to complete the challenge in 1 week. And so I never even questioned it. She was my leader, and she set the pace. So I was like, okay, great. And I didn't really question any other timeline. So she asked me, well, when do you want it done? And I replied, I need it done before I go on holidays. So I made contacts with prospects, people that had expressed interest in Send Out Cards, and legacy customers to share the new plans. And I had 10 yeses probably within the first few days, but they were verbal yeses. So my first thoughts were actually to kind of sit and wait and get them all signed up. And then, but quickly on that same, the heels of that thought was, okay, I already know what Michelle's going to tell me. You know, keep the momentum going. Don't stop. Keep going. So that's what I did. So I kept signing people up, and the day that I was actually leaving for a 10-day camping trip, I needed two more subscriptions to complete my goal. So as I was packing, I received a text from a legacy referral partner who wanted to upgrade. So we actually connected that day. We did the upgrade, and we probably trained for an hour on the new site so she would be familiar with it. And then when I got off the phone, I realized that I only had one more. So I sent out messages to the people that had said yes, and then I just kept packing. And I got a reply through one of them, and so I was super ecstatic so that I can do it now. So we connected on the phone, and we set her up and got her going. And then so immediately I went over to the leadership requirements where you filled out that I had, hopefully accomplished it. And then I just continued packing because on the message it said it could take up to 2-3 days to verify. Anyways, I got a message through on my email, and it was confirming that I'd met all the requirements, so I immediately went and registered. And it was such a thrill to actually leave. We left that night. I finished packing, and we left. And I left with that goal completed right down to the wire, but I did. So, and that all actually happened on July 1st, which is up here is Canada Day. It's a big day. And, you know, a lot of people's minds aren't thinking along there. They're in vacation mode and stuff. So I signed up, too, to complete it on that big holiday. And so the paid-for focus was actually my next step. I started thinking, okay, I need to get this done. I need to do the paid-for. And we were out for a day at a Calgary Rib Fest, And an email came across my screen that I had actually earned the paid for through the process of reaching for the leadership challenge. That was my journey to getting my paid for.
So you've gone out, you've gathered quite a few customers. You've got some RPs that are gathering some customers. Paid for concept is simple and it works. And what I love about your story, Candy, is that you set a goal and you achieved it. You followed your mentor. You know, you have a mentor that said, look, do these specific things, and you stuck to those things. And the mindset became reaching the goal. I hope everybody's listening to this. I mean, these are simple, fundamental things that we teach all the time. You know, you hear Jordan on his calls. You hear these calls. You go to the Relationship Marketing Summits. And everything we do, we talk about setting goals, putting the right mindset to your mind. But you're hearing stories from Susan and Candy that they're actually out there doing it. And it's simple. If you follow the process that we have now put in place with the new subscriptions, with the paid-for concept, getting yourself paid for by putting on those customers, finding RPs to get paid for so you can begin the duplication process. And there, you've now seen two examples of that working. And so, Candy, we appreciate that. I'll tell you, how does it feel? And I know we all know the answer to this. This may sound rhetorical, but it's really not. Because how good does it make you feel when you reach the goal?
Oh, wow. That's hard to put into words. I felt so excited. I felt light. I felt I did it. And I left on holidays just feeling light and elated.
Well, thank you, Candy. Look forward to seeing you in Park City. That's going to be a lot of fun. Look forward to celebrating with you there. It's going to be a great event in Park City. So appreciate your story very much. And again,
Thank you.
That may sound like everybody may look at that and say, well, duh. I mean, accomplishing a goal obviously makes you feel good. But I just want it to be a reminder to everybody, set some daily goals, some weekly goals, go for them, achieve them, give yourself a reward for them, keep doing it. Because I'm telling you, it does make you feel good. When you're in production mode, when you're producing, you feel good, period, period.
Yeah.
When you are producing, you feel good. So just remember that, you can come up with every excuse under the moon for not producing in send out cards or in anything you do. But if you set a goal to be producing, you're always going to be happier when you're in production mode. And then that's how winning is done. That's how winning is done. So thank you, Candy. Appreciate your story.
Sure.
Now
thank
we're
you.
Going to move on to a seasoned veteran in this gig. So we have Lori Smith on with us. She's been around Send Out Cards pretty much since day one. So she's seen a lot over the years. Lori is married to Dave. So it's just Dave and Lori Smith are senior executives out of Draper, Utah. Lori, you've gotten numerous paid fors, or you've gotten numerous customers on subscriptions. So you've earned paid for several times over because numerous customers are getting on. Can you tell us your story? I want everybody to listen to this because it's really important. Can you just tell us what's happening in the senior executive life? Go ahead.
Oh, I'm super excited to be on. Thank you for inviting me on. It's funny as we talk about you share and build a team, and we've heard Susan and Candy talk about using and sharing, and I want to talk about building a team because, like you said, Dave and I are seasoned veterans for 15 years now, and we got looking in our back office and stuff, and, we're building a team, and we love looking back at what we've got, and we started counting like the 97s, and we were like, wow, people are upgrading, and I haven't even contacted them yet. Like, they're upgrading onto the 97 plan and upgrading, and they're not even really calling me. They get it. They understand it. Now, not to say I won't be contacting them, because I will be, but the duplication and, well, the duplication and our It's super simple now. Go ahead.
Yeah, now keep in mind, so a lot of the people you're talking about that are upgrading on their own, they're not distributors, they're actually customers, right?
Correct, exactly. Customers.
I want to make sure everybody gets that, because when you first say that, you know, people automatically say, well, yeah, you've got a whole bunch of people on your team and they're hearing about all this stuff and they're upgrading. No, she's talking about her customers. Dave and Lori have lots of customers. They're customers who aren't on these calls. They're not on this call. They're just using the product as a customer, and they're upgrading on their own. Now, why do you suppose that is? Why do you think customers who don't hear all the stuff we say about subscriptions, why do you think they are upgrading on their own? What's causing that?
Well, number one, the value, they see it. They see the value, but they are also looking at the emails that corporate sending out and understanding what's going on. So the power is it's just unbelievable. Like, I couldn't believe it when Dave and I looked backwards into our customers in the Revolution office and started looking back at those that had upgraded to a 97 and 17s and 147s. Like, it's really cool.
It is very, very cool, and it's a testament to the power of the new subscription plan. People are signing up for it because, like you said, they're instantly seeing the value. What that tells us is, as Jimmy Dick would say, this dog hunts. These subscriptions are powerful. They're very, very powerful. And all we need to do is just share it. We just need to share these plans. They're the best plans on the planet. We just need to share the plans, and people are going to start signing up in droves. Paid for is going to be like candy. As long as we just stay on course and keep working towards getting ourselves paid for, helping our P's on our team to get paid for with subscription plans that kind of almost sell themselves. And in your case, they actually did sell themselves.
They have. They have sold themselves. Exactly. Yeah. And you know, Cody, I didn't hold on to a lot of the stuff that we've kind of gone through with some of the little challenges we've had. I didn't hold on to that. And I didn't ever think, oh, great, there goes all my customers. Oh, great. You know what I mean? I didn't think anything like that. I haven't held on to that. And you and Dave say this, you know, loosen the grip. Like, just relax and just move forward. And it works. When you're not worried about something, you just move forward. It will, and just allow things to happen. It does. And, like, when Dave and I still, like, when we went back into our customers and looked backwards, I was amazed, completely amazed at what was happening with our customers.
Yeah, it's great, great story. Thank you, Lori. Appreciate it. Lori's still taking a lot of calls and helping a lot of other reps that have questions and things. We appreciate your service in that.
Thank you.
Okay, well, let's move on. We want to thank all of our guests who are on today. Incredible stories. Appreciate that very much. Let's talk about the 10 City Tour. 10 City Tour is a real exciting thing. I want to share with you, get your pen and papers out. You've probably seen this posted and whatnot, but I just want to remind everybody and explain why it's so important that you, if you're anywhere close to one of these, that you get to them. It's a twofold reason. I just mentioned each of these events will be about a three-hour event, 2.5 to 3 hours long, usually in the evening hours. Some of the times vary depending on the city, but typically, you know, it's in the evening hours on a weeknight, like a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night. Some are on a Friday. I think there's one on a Saturday during the day in San Diego, but most of them are kind of evening events, about 2.5 to 3 hours. What we're going to do is we're going to commit half of that event to full-on send out cards training and show the training side and go through the steps of how you should be building your business, talk about the comp plan, talk about the qualifications, how to create duplication. All the things that you want in a training is going to be at these events. So half the training is going to be that. The other half is going to be the book tour, where we actually talk about the book. We want you to bring guests there and talk about the pre-launch of The Power of Human Connection How Relationship Marketing is Transforming the Way People Succeed. This is a tool. That book is a tool. That book will be on the Amazon bestseller list in the business section, no question about it. We already have several hundred pre-orders done on Amazon right now. We're on their algorithm to be in the top percentile on our launch date right now. So the pre-launch plan is working very well. If you don't know about the pre-launch plan, please go to facebook.com/CodyBateman, K-O-D-Y Bateman, or you can go to CodyBateman.com and you can get the information on them. Let me share with you the tour. 10-city tour, August 7th, Charlotte, North Carolina, August 8th, Nashville, Tennessee, August 9th, Atlanta, Georgia, August 10th, Panama City, Florida, August 15th, Phoenix, Arizona, August 17th, Seattle, Washington, along with the Relationship Marketing Summit that's there, August 18th, San Diego, following week, August 21, Houston, Texas, August 23rd, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, August 28th, we'll finish the tour in Las Vegas, Nevada on a Tuesday night, and that will be the official day that the book launches in on Amazon. So there's strategy behind all that, and we're really, really excited about it, and we hope to get you to that. Just find out more information and get to one of those cities. Let's make sure we pack the houses in those places. We're doing this for you. I'm not going on 10-city tour for me. I'm not even going on 10-city tour because I want, you know, to have a huge successful book launch. I'm going on the 10-city tour so that we can help people elevate their business. This book is nothing more than a tool to educate the marketplace on what they need from us. And that's exactly what it does. And it's going to validate what you offer as a Send Out Cards referral partner. So this is a phenomenal tool. It's going to, you know, it will be a very, very popular book in the business categories. And it's going to instigate a lot of growth for you. So we're excited. I mean, there's a lot of cool, great, wonderful things that are going on. Make sure you jump on Jordan Adler's call coming up here in 30 minutes or so. He's always, you know, talking about all the key important things as far as getting in front of more people. I think that's the main message Jordan has right now, utilizing social media and the different things, is how to get the presentation in front of more people. And I think that's real powerful stuff. So without further ado, it's now 33 minutes into the call. We're going to open it up for all of you to say goodbye. Now, next Monday, we'll be back on with our webinar schedule. So make sure you tune in next Monday, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time for our next webinar series. And we're going to be showing off the new training site. So let's open it up. Have everybody say goodbye. Tell us how excited you are and take care, everybody.